Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What would you do? What would you do if you knew the devil was standing right behind you?
Oh, I'd run.
Whoa.
I'd never outrun him.
You'd never outrun the father of lies.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week it's the long overdue salute to bananas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, hey Cliff.
Bananas, Kendall, it's on the tip of everybody's tongue.
Jump right into it, Cliff. Bananas. I am bananas for the show.
Yes, we have some bananas today.
This show is brought to you by Chiquita.
Chiquita, you a diamond.
Cliff. I want to ask you a question. Sorry, I got distracted. Charles was out there doing some jig or something.
Charles is doing a jig. I've got a banana question for you.
Have you ever done? There's this little trick you do. A little prank.
Trick.
A little banana prank. That you take a needle and you stick it in a banana and you swish it back and forth and you go down and swish it again and you go all the way down, and when you open up the banana, when you give it to somebody, they open the banana, it just falls apart into like pieces, and you're like, oh, that's one of those new cereal bananas that's like pre-cut.
Oh.
You ever heard that?
No.
Am I the only one in the world? Sherry used to do it on Lamb Chop.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was like a fun thing you could do to fool your friends.
I see. I would be afraid people are just going to leave the needles in there. It's like one of those horrible Halloween pranks.
I guess that wasn't good for a children's television show.
Needles in your bananas. Kendall, that's terrifying.
Well, I'm sorry to bring everybody down here on this banana show.
God, you're bringing
bring it back
down.
Up with potassium.
I'm trying to salute bananas for the many reasons, including potassium, that they deserve.
Yes? Like what?
Kendall, did you know this? That there are ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs that depict people with what? Bananas.
Now, are you sure it's a banana, or is it some like ancient like
dildo,
or no. I was gonna say boomerang?
They're bananas.
All right, if you say so.
They have Chiquita stickers on them.
Like, oh, you can see the Chiquita marking from all those years ago.
Yeah.
Well, Cliff, you know,
it is produced for several kinds of large.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either.
What are you saying? Kendall, you're trying to tell me that the banana plant reaches its full height of 15 to 30 feet in about 1 year. Is that correct?
That was exactly what I was going to say. Thank you
is
so
Is that
much.
Correct? So imagine if you plant a banana seed today, a year from now, you're going to have a 30-foot banana tree.
Now, what the hell does a banana seed look like?
I don't know. You just plant the whole banana, right?
Is that what you do?
I don't know.
Isn't that weird that we don't know? We're as old as we are and as fat as we are. And, well, that's why.
Well, no, here's the real thing. Real bananas are not like the bananas that we get in the store. The bananas we get in the store don't have the seeds. The real bananas that grow wild on the islands, they are full of seeds.
Well, they're like plantains, I guess, right?
I guess.
And they have like little dots in there.
Well, no. Like the real ones that grow wild are like full of like big seeds. And they are the ones that plant. You couldn't plant something from our...
Ours are all cross-pollinated over many, many centuries.
Ours are scientific marvels that don't have the seeds.
Marvels?
That's a late-breaking banana wire. Late-breaking banana wire. Kendall, the scientific name for banana is Musa Sapientum, which means fruit of the wise men.
Can I tell you, that's what I was trying to say earlier. I thought, I can't even say that. That's why I stopped.
Why is Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn? She's motioning that she's coming in.
Oh, come on in. Hello, dears. I'm sorry, all this talk of banana, I didn't want to interrupt, dear.
Do you have another banana bulletin?
Yes, or you're going to talk about banana etiquette. Oh, well, dear, no, perhaps another time, dear. I wanted to come on the air and try to. I want to sell my doily collection.
Whoa.
Well, I know, dear, it seems odd, but, you know, I'm just getting older now, and I can't fold doilies like I used to, dear, so I've decided to sell the entire collection and the case that they go in, and dear, I've got pleated ones, I've got lacy ones, I've got ones that are perfectly pressed, I've got ivory in many colors, I've got 25 different ivory ones for a big place setting, dear, because it's not proper etiquette, just have one doily.
Oh, Kendall,
that is quite a collection you
believe
have.
Believe this.
I don't know what to think. Are you sure you want to do this? Oh, yes, well, of course, dear. It's just time to pass them on to someone else.
Oh, my. Girl, what are you doing, girl?
You
lost your ever-loving mind, girl. Your doily collection. How can you be selling it out from under us, girl?
Well, dear, they're my doilies. I think if you look into the contract of our marriage, I don't think we both own them right.
Dear, I gave you most of those doilies as gifts, as tokens of my love, girl. It's like you're selling my love on the internet.
Oh, dear, as you said, you gave them to me. They're mine, dear. So I just want to pass them along to someone else. I'm too old. God.
This is getting to be like hot subjects.
Every time the both of you enter this booth, it gets hot in here.
Dear, I expressly forbid. I forbid it, girl. Those doilies, some of them are heirloom doilies, given down in my family, girl. Now you sell them to any Tom, Dick, and who's it on the street?
Well, dear, first of all, I forbid you not to have irritable bowels in the bed, but it doesn't stop you.
I can't help my bowels to come loose at night, and I can't do anything about it, girl.
And, dear, I'm not selling them to any Tom, Dick, or Harry. Of course, I have to meet with the people and make sure they're going to be given a good home.
Dear, it's unsafe. Dear, I forbid it. We can no longer discuss this on the air, girl.
I think both of you should take this out of the booth. We're trying to do a show in here about bananas.
Dear, well, I'll tell you one thing. If you think for one moment that you could...
Oh my. They just commandeered... Well, I guess if you're looking for a doily collection, call in...
I feel like this was a Jerry Springer show for a moment, Kendall.
The DNA test results are back.
And not just because you're a meth-addicted transsexual.
Oh, well, Cliff, aren't we all?
Aren't we all at heart? I know I am.
Cliff, what's your favorite way to prepare bananas? Or do you just love them raw?
I love a raw banana. What the hell else way?
No, I'm talking about like in a dessert or like a banana split or bananas Foster or...
Sure.
Riveting.
Riveting podcasting.
Podcasting right here. Riveting.
Kendall, did you know this? This is riveting.
This is riveting. Here comes.
Kendall, I don't know what the
hell you're
trying to talk about. But this, an individual banana, did you know it's called a finger? A bunch of bananas is called a hand. A hand of bananas. Let me give you a finger.
Why are you fingering over that banana?
Let me give you a banana finger.
Oh my God. Whoa, put that brownie down. Do not eat that brownie.
Oh. Kendall, I was just going to have a snack.
I'm sorry, but those are special brownies. No, put it down. Not that kind of special. Cliff, they are filled with X-Lax.
X-Lax.
Yes, and I should have just let you eat one. It would have been funny. But I've made those for Charles the Contractor, and I'm going to bring him in. I want him to have one of these.
Okay.
And then the second part, which is even crazier. Well, I'll get to that later. I'm going to go ahead and give him this brownie. Okay. Hey, Charles. Hey, Mr. Snowbottom, will you tell Charles to come in here?
Oh, hey guys, hey, what's happening?
How's it
hanging, guys?
What's that smell?
That's just spilled a little bit of some lard that I was using as a lubricant in the truck, and it spilled on me. It may have gone sour. How's it hanging, fellas?
I said there was a no lard policy at the studio.
Kendall, you can't have a no lard policy at the Cliff and Kendall studio.
We're the only lard that's allowed in this building.
That is an oxymoron.
Oh, lard, yeah.
Oh, well, Charles, I wanted to give you something for all the hard work you do.
Oh, yes. It's nice to be noticed and appreciated.
Well, of course. Charles, I've made you that plate of brownies there for you to have just to enjoy, to just go take a little break and enjoy those brownies.
And you know it's out of Kendall's heart if he's giving you these brownies, right?
These are baked by
me. He's always stuffing his big fat face with these brownies.
Charles, eat the brownie and get out of here.
All right, thanks. I'm going to take a couple, all right?
Yeah, bye. I hope he enjoys those brownies.
You know, I cannot believe it. I think you've gotten a little out of hand on this April Fool's Day.
No, Cliff. Do you realize all the things Charles have done? There's a urine corner in our studio.
There's a urine corner, there's a skylight, and there should not be a skylight. Let's put it that way.
I'm sorry, but if he's going to be around here, I'm going to have a little fun this April Fool's.
Okay. Kendall, I'm talking, how long would you wait?
Oh, Cliff, I would not wait one more second to start this segment.
How long would you wait for our segment?
I am bananas to start this segment.
How long will you wait? How long will you wait?
How long will you wait?
It's an 80s gum commercial every day. I'm Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program for KBSH. That's Ride 99 in Busheltown, where they play all the hits.
Ride 99.
Cliff, I want to know, how long would you wait to meet the President of the United States, Barack Obama? Like, you got to sit down in the office with him and just have a little chat. How long would you wait?
30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a long time.
How un-American are you?
That is not. That's a long time. What have I really got to say to him?
You're just in the presence of the president.
Who cares? He's just a guy.
Just a guy, Cliff. You heard it here first.
Does everybody hear how highly evolved and how Oprah-esque I really am? He's just a guy.
Just a guy. Well, that's okay, Cliff.
We're all just the universe experiencing what it's like to be human. Kendall?
That was Billy Crystal. Just a guy.
Just a guy. No, he's your hero. There's a difference there between a hero and the president. Kendall, how long would you wait for a brand new carpet cleaner?
Oh, actually, I really enjoy a good carpet cleaner, Cliff.
Wow.
And why not? In the most literal of terms, Cliff, you're talking about like a rug doctor, like a really good carpet cleaner.
Sure.
Okay, I want to be specific. I would wait like a week for that stuff. That shows you how OCD I am. I love a good carpet cleaner.
Who would have guessed?
I've got to see the rug doctor. Cliff?
Yeah.
Cliff?
Yeah.
Cliff?
Yeah.
Cliff?
Yeah.
How long would you wait to have the chance to perform on stage in front of thousands with your perfect pitch?
With my perfect pitch?
Yeah.
Kendall, it's a gift that I've been given, and it's for me to give back to everyone. Which, speaking of gifts, I've got a big gift for you coming up, mister. It's almost your half birthday.
Oh, I'm excited.
So you're halfway to 33.
You keep talking about this big gift and been putting hints around all over the place. So
I know. I was telling you before the show, but it's to celebrate your half birthday. You're halfway to 33. And someone really did tell me last week, they said, you know, I really thought like 32 and 33 were the great years in a person's life. And I almost murdered them.
That wasn't me you were talking to.
No, but it's to celebrate. It's to make your life a little bit greater.
Well, I'm so glad. Oh, and I can't wait for the gift. But you really did dodge that question.
I got a question dodge. What was the question?
How long would you wait to perform on stage for the perfect pitch for thousands?
Well, usually we don't draw thousands for our live show.
No, if there were thousands that wanted to come see.
If there were. Oh, Kendall, you know, for as long as it took.
That riveting. Riveting.
9 days. There you go.
Now there's an answer that we can accept, Cliff.
There's an answer you can hang your hat on.
Uh-huh.
Kendall, how long would you wait for 12 fresh donuts of your choice?
Oh.
Fatty?
How long
would you wait?
Well, let me just think back to when I waited in line. It's Krispy Kreme for those. I waited about 10 minutes, and that's about a good standard time to wait for a dozen donuts. I mean, I love them, but I'm not
Well, Lord knows it won't take you 10 minutes to eat them.
I know. I don't want to wait longer than I'm to eat.
Exactly. Them. Good logic.
Good logic. Cliff, how long would you wait if someone would just hand you a $25,000 check?
Oh, 6 months.
6 months.
Right?
That's good. That's like a 6 month salary, $25,000.
Kendall, months. How long would you wait for a consequences free, so you have to forget you're married for only a moment, a bang session with TV star Modern Family's own Sofia Vergara?
Oh.
What do you mean, oh? She's America's sweetheart from Brazil.
I don't think she's that gorgeous.
What
I guess
is wrong
she's older.
With you?
I mean, she's pretty.
Oh, she's ancient. She's like 41. You are almost her age, oldie.
I think Phil's wife is a lot more attractive to me.
Well, okay.
I would wait. I still wait a week.
You better wait a week. I'm so offended for the entire country of Brazil.
It has nothing to do with her being Brazilian.
And for everyone that's 41 years old, that might as well be dead. Time to die.
It has nothing to do with Brazilian. I'm just not 41.
And you're just not 41, can I know you? You're making me 41. Regret this great gift that I've gotten you. But I'm still giving it to you because underneath it all, I know that these are just some weird chemicals in your brain talking. You really would wait a long time for the beautiful Sophia Vergara.
I didn't say she wasn't beautiful. I'm just saying.
Whatever, Kendall.
All right.
Get on with it.
That's it, Cliff. I gotta take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end. You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them. But bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator.
Hey, listen. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese, Cliff and Kendall.
Whoa.
We're back. Cliff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Charles holding his stomach when we were out there in the break room.
Well, he ate so many of those brownies.
Well, I know. There was, like, none left. I should have warned Mrs. Potter Butterbush from his stomach. I hope they have none of them.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think they've been too busy over there arguing, but...
I think his bowels are irritable enough.
I should just ask Mr. Snobbottom. I should make sure he hasn't eaten it. Mr. Snobbottom, come here for a second.
Yes, get a bow.
I just wanted to... first of all, is everything all right out there?
Yes, boy, everything's going fine. We're a loving married couple, and
well, good. I just wanted to make sure you or Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn didn't eat any of those brownies. They are filled with X-Lax for Charles for April Fools.
Oh, my.
I tried to stop
him. Bauer, Kendall, don't you believe this is taking it a bit too far?
Oh, it's never too far with Charles, Mr. Snobbottom.
Having an uncontrollable bowel attack.
Well, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn is out there trying to sell her doilies.
Oh, don't get me started, boys, on the doilies. Speaking of the doilies, boys, loving marriages, I do have... Yes, dear. Dear, would you come in for this announcement, dear?
Dear, what announcement?
What is
now?
Happening? What is happening?
There's somebody announcing.
Quiet,
today.
Boy. Quiet. Dear.
Ooh, dear.
I've got an announcement, dear. I recently received a fax from our attorney, dear, with some earth-shattering news.
Dear, what is the matter, dear? Is it your health?
No, no, if only, dear. If only for my health. It appears that my divorce from my first wife, Petunia, dear, to whom I was married for a long, lengthy period of time, and she eventually grew into the sofa. We divorced, as you know, and I began a beautiful love affair with you, girl. But it appears that my original divorce was never finalized. It was never notarized, girl. I'm not divorced.
What?
We're not married, girl.
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear, what are you telling me, dear, that we're not married?
It's all been a sham, girl, and like a dollar sham. We've got to get out of here, girl. We're going to go discuss this. Boys, get back to the show, whatever the hell you're talking about.
Oh, dear, I didn't think it was possible, dear. What in the world has happened?
Oh, my God. We are on the Jerry Springer show.
This show is getting out of hand. Things are going bananas.
Oh, my God. Kendall, it is going bananas, and you just sound like a kid.
Oh, well, what?
You say that.
Well, and they keep texting me, Cliff. They just keep texting me these terrible, awful things.
What are
it's
they
time for what's time for what the kids are saying.
What are they saying?
Oh, Cliff, they say all kinds of things. First of all.
What are the kids saying?
Well, first of all, have you ever heard of a pornfolio?
A pornfolio?
Yeah, Cliff.
No.
I'm sure you have one. We all got one.
No.
It is a collection of all your porn on your computer.
No. I have very little stored on the computer because it's also on the internet.
Yeah, why would you store it?
Very
you can
little.
Just go to the site every day.
Just go to the site every day when you can set it as your homepage.
Like Charles does.
Yeah.
Pops right up.
On the computer out in the lobby area. That's why there's all the spyware on there.
Oh, have you seen some of the stuff it looks like?
It's
disgusting.
It's gross. Kendall, banana crack.
Oh, God. What is that?
Kendall, banana crack's actually something you may want to check out.
Ooh.
A banana crack, that's the stringy things that sometimes adhere to the flesh of the banana when peeled. You know those things.
Yeah.
And they're sometimes collected, dried, and smoked to get high. And I don't know where the kids are getting this information.
Whoa, how do you... Oh, hey, kids. How do you...
I don't know why the kids... I think it's probably a hoax that the kids are perpetrating.
I just want to make sure that they're not doing... Like, I want to make sure when
kids
I go around with kids with bananas to make sure they're not doing it. So why don't you write me and let me know how you do this so I can make sure I keep the place safe.
Yeah, it's wrong, kids. Don't smoke the banana crack.
Don't smoke it.
No.
Don't smoke no crack.
No. Banana crack kills.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any last chance undies?
Whoa.
I don't know. That is your... Oh. Cliff, that's your last pair of clean underwear, reminding you that this is your last chance to wear any unless you get your laundry done and that pair of ugly old underwear that you reserve for an emergency.
Ugh, I have last chance undies that are so small that they cut off my circulation and they mash my wang into just like a big mush. And so I hardly ever wear them. That's the last chance. Kendall, the kids are saying this.
What are they saying?
They're saying nonsense.
Nonsense.
Believe it or not, I don't know where the kids...
That's just nonsense.
I don't know where the kids are coming up with this. And nonsense. Kendall, of course, that's just intercourse between nuns as they refer to themselves as sisters. I'm sure the Pope these days is hip to the nonsense. There's a nonsense clause, I think.
They're like, well, it's a business.
You've heard the phrase, nonsense is best.
It's
right?
The best. So speaking of nuns,
yeah.
You know, Otto Fellatio is.
Holy, holy, holy.
First a show about Satan and then this.
Oh, and then this. And then this.
Otto Fellatio, Cliff. Do you know what it is?
Oh, God. In the car? I don't know.
Otto Fellatio. It's the act of oral stimulation. It's stimulation.
Oh.
Of one's own penis as a form of masturbation.
Whoa.
While few human males are sufficiently well endowed and or flexible or not as fat enough to perform the front bend required, increased flexibility achieved by gravity-assisted positions and physical training such as gymnastics, yoga, or etc.
Or etc. Even etc.
1% of men can do this.
Have you tried to do it, Kendall?
No, I've never tried because I know it's a fool's errand.
It's a fool's errand. Don't even try. Kendall, why don't you just say this? Ulcer fart.
What is that?
If Mr. Snodbottom weren't in there bickering...
I want to call him an old ulcer fart.
I would kill him. I would kill him. I would bring him in. I don't know where kill him came from. I would bring him in.
The true colors are coming out. I would kill him.
Freudian slip. An uncle fart. No, an ulcer fart. An ulcer fart. That's the fart that has just a hint of blood smell.
Oh, my God.
And it's mist. It's often not a pleasant smell. And so it's just, if it smells a little bit, ooh, bloody fart. So, ulcer fart.
A little bloody fart.
And a man with his bowels as irritable as Mr. Snodbottom.
He must have those.
He must have a few.
Oh, my gosh. I've been crying, Cliff. I've been crying.
Cry.
Well, that's all the kids have been texting me this week.
That's all they're texting me.
I don't know what. Oh, my God. Look, Charles just flew into the bathroom.
Oh.
Cliff, I've got to tell you the other part of this prank.
There's more than the X-Lax?
You think that that's enough for Charles?
Oh, my God.
No.
Cliff, I wrapped the top of the toilet seat, like right under the toilet seat, around the rim with saran wrap. So when he goes to let it fly out of there, it's just going to hit that and go everywhere.
Oh, my God. Kendall, that is vile and disgusting.
Oh, well, we'll make Charles clean it up.
Oh, God.
That's the third part of the prank.
That's stupid his part.
Cliff, you know what else is stupid?
What?
These stupid big questions.
I just wanted to acknowledge the listeners' feelings at this point, where they're all saying, oh no.
That's what they say when the show starts.
Oh no.
Cliff, what is the best piece of advice that you've ever received in your entire life?
Kendall, the saddest thing is that the only piece of advice I can ever remember that anyone has ever given me in my entire life is, you never know until you ask.
Oh, Cliff, you never do. You never know.
You never know until you ask.
It's good to just ask.
That's the only advice I can ever remember anybody ever
giving. It seems like a simple concept, Cliff, that people just throw over their shoulder like, ugh, stupid. But when you really get down to it, it's true.
It's like when we say, well, would Josh Groban come and do a duet with me? Well, you never know until you ask.
Now we know he wouldn't.
Now we know he
now
won't.
Now we know. That's that.
No.
Cliff, what would you do?
What would I do?
If you only had 24 hours left to live.
Oh.
What would be on the agenda? What food places would you hit?
Just food, random food places.
Just visit your favorite eateries.
That's all I would do.
I mean, what happened to Cliff?
I would order pizzas, watch Steel Magnolias, listen to some classic eps of our show.
Yep.
Die.
Oh,
doesn't that sound great?
I don't know if I could watch Steel Magnolias right before I was going to die.
No, I would want to. I would want to.
I don't know if I could do it.
Because that's like the holy part. Like some people are like, well, I would read the Bible and pray. I would watch Steel Magnolias. Because everything you need to know about the human condition is encased therein.
It's pretty true. Here, hit Weezer.
Hit Weezer. Take a whack at Weezer.
What was the last book that you've read?
The last book that I read, Kendall, was a young adult series, Divergent.
Was it good?
It was pretty good. It was all right. It was good.
It was good. It was all right. It was good.
You have to add, and we won't turn this into book chat here, but it must be said that it's so very Hunger Games-y, but it still is good and different enough that it's enjoyable.
Oh, well, that sounds great. Right up my alley.
Right. Shove it up your alley.
I'm so glad we had this time to talk about books, Cliff.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
And that's all the time for Kendall.
Just to talk about books and sing along. Kendall.
Cliff.
Yes, I have a gift.
I know. We all know that you have a glyph. A gift. Shit. Yeah. Cliff, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted because Charles just came out of the bathroom.
Shit, yeah.
And I have to say, I'm a little afraid that I may have pranked us a little more than I did him. I think I may have taken it too far. There is shit everywhere.
Please don't open the door because there is a trail of something following him right out the front door there.
Oh my God.
Miss Potter Butter Butcher, don't even go out there.
Don't.
No. Now they're trapped. We're trapped. Okay. Kendall, I've got a gift for you. It's right at the end of the show. Sorry.
Oh.
Here it is. It's,
oh my God. Is
you've been talking about it. You've been wanting it for so long, and finally I've gotten it for you.
Oh my God, I can't believe I've been so excited about this. Is this what I think it is?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the 12-disc. Oh my God, no, it's not that. It's a 12-disc CD collection of Billy Joel's greatest hits.
I thought you would want them.
Cliff, you know how much I love Billy Joel, and you know how much I love the piano. Thank you so much. This is the best gift ever.
There you go.
This is the best half-birthday gift I've ever gotten.
This is just... Listeners are like, why are you doing this on the air? I don't know. It's
I'm
going to
open one up and pop it in right now.
It's just love.
I'm going to pop this one in. Wait a minute. Cliff, what is this inside the CD?
I made it better. Everybody, listen to what I did. I took... He got 12 Billy Joel like greatest hits, right? And there's like 12 songs on there. So whatever 12 times 12 is, which is what, Kendall? 144 of Billy Joel's most hummable tunes. And instead of just giving him the Born on Billy Joel ones, which we've all heard them, right? I go walking in the night. We know you go walking in the night.
I know. I want to hear him walking in the night, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, even better. I have. It's like you get something supersized. I've supersized them because I re-recorded all 144 Billy Joel hits. Say goodbye to Billy Joel.
Wait, where is Billy Joel?
Say hello to me.
But where are the Billy Joel CDs?
I threw them away. Who wants them? You got
you
new ones.
You threw away the CDs?
I only bought them for the boxes so to punk you out. So happy birthday. A little bit of April Fool's thrown in there. Let's pop one into the jammer here. Oh. And you'll love it. You'll see.
Okay, let's see.
Day, Weight Watchers, Milky Way, Murphy Brown, Bozo Clown, Joe DiMaggio, Dana Carvey, Mike Myers, Hammer Time, Metal Pliers, Wilma Flintstone, Betty Rubble, Marilyn Monroe. Roseanne's at the lunchbox, measles, mumps, and chicken pox. Greta Garbo, Jimmy Dean, cover of a magazine. Lucy wants in the show, Ricky saying oh no. Fettuccine Parmesan, it's not easy being green. We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, no we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Sandra Bullock, Julia Roberts, Frodo Baggins was a hobbit. Donald Duck, Daffy Duck, also where's the beef? Pillsbury, Crescent Rolls, Dunkin' Donuts, Donut Holes, Finding Nemo, Drinking Coco, Keanu Reeves. Snotbottom, OJ, Ellen said, yep, she's gay. Davy Crockett, ceiling fan, George Hamilton is tan. Titanic, Oscar sweep, Alabama, screwing sheep. Mary Rhoda, Kathy Hoda, Honorable Judge Judy. We didn't start the fire, it's always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, no we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Lizard Lick, Mayberry, Halloween is very scary. Snickers Bar, Nick at Night, Tardy Bell, Cockfight. St. Olaf, Charlie Brown, avoid the Noid, Bushel Down. Peanut Butter, Coat Rack, Frankincense and Robert Stack. Buddy, Sally, Moon Pie, Dalai Lama, Foreign Spies, Fruit Loops, Shelley Long, cassette tapes of this song, Pudding Pops, Pigsty, Balloon Boy in the Sky, Whitney Houston, Psycho, Gorilla, Movie Congo. We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, no we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. MTV, VH1, Janie has got a gun. Batman, Rain Man, could it be Satan? Chubby Challenge, don't go there. Gaining weight and losing hair. Swiss Miss, John Hamm, Brother Mom, Son of Sam. James Franco, Pee Wee Herman, Bette Midler, Ethel Merman, Catwoman, Hathaway. What else do I have to say? We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's return. We didn't start the fire, no we didn't light it, but we tried to fight. Hollywood, Tylenol, Farfignugan, Shopping Mall, Scooby-Doo, Thumb Drive, Waterloo, Elmo Life, Egg Roll, Toilet Bowl, Photographs, Steal Your Soul, Kathy Griffin, Ernie Burt, Seinfeld wore a puffy shirt, Wheel of Fortune, Hotline, Horseshoe, Buffet Line, Overweight, Payment Slate, Giant Body, Clean Plate, Sarah Palin, Jersey Shore, Radiation at the Core, Honey Boo Boo, Shut the Door, I Can't Take It Anymore. We didn't start the fire, always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, but when we are gone, it goes on and 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 on. We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, no we didn't light it, but we tried to fight. See, you loved it, right?
It was something, Cliff. It was something. I mean, I can't avoid the perfect pitch that you have.
I know. All songs are better when they are sung by me, and it is. Oh, wait.
But I would have preferred to have a little Billy Joel, too.
Here comes Mrs. Butter Butter Butter. Oh.
Dear, oh my.
Dear, please, what has happened over there?
I
tried to pump Charles.
It wasn't me, Buzz. It wasn't me, girl.
No, I know. We always think it's you.
Every brown mess we assume is you.
Dear, most of the times they are.
Oh my.
But no, we, you know, I punked Charles. You know, I what Austin always says, yeah, punked him.
Yeah.
And so I put saran wrap over the toilet. I gave him X-Class brownies. No. Oh, dear, that's terrible. Well, I thought it'd be funny, but the joke was on us.
Buzz.
Oh dear, who is the world's gonna clean it up? Oh dear, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's you saying, girl. I'm sorry, listeners, that we're running over, that your lives are being cut short by the length of this episode. But I do want you to know, it was all an April Fool's Day prank, girl. We're definitely married, girl,
of
course.
Dear. Oh, God, I'm so glad to hear that, dear. And I'm sorry, you know what? I did have no intention of selling my doilies, dear. That was all a fun joke.
No.
What a fun time we've both had this whole time.
You know, our sense of humor keeps us young, Bo.
Oh, dear, let's go get a brownie.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Look, only they could turn that into something wonderful. Oh, don't eat those brownies.
Oh. Well,
Cliff, that was just sad.
That was sad. Yes.
And so is this music, Cliff.
This is sad. I'm
so
sad.
So are bananas.
Sad.
When you hold them like this, they look like a frown.
Oh, what a frowny banana face.
What if our listeners want to know more about bananas?
Who wouldn't?
Or this big, awful pile of mess that Charles has left. Go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT or listen to us on Rye 99 at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh, Kendall, I do have a quote.
Oh,
here.
I thought you might.
My biggest thing is banana pudding, but it's the devil, so no one is allowed to bring it into my house because I can't control myself, so why put it into my domain?
Oh, it's the devil.
And that was it by former fatty Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, former fatty. The thing that we will never be able to call ourselves.
Never.
Cliff, time flies like an arrow.
Current blob. Sorry, we're current blob. Cliff and Kendall.
Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. That's Groucho Marx.
Oh, Groucho. Groucho.
All right, Cliff, why don't you take us home?
Take me home. April Fool's Day roads to a place where I can eat a banana. Oh. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh,
Charles, what are you doing?
Oh, Charles.
Hi.
Oh, shut the door. Oh, my God.
Hi, guys. Cliff, I just wanted to know if you want to come sit over here in this
what
chair.
What the hell are you talking about? Sit in that chair.
Oh, I have something to pull it out for you. Here you go.
Okay. Oh. Whoopee cushion. Let's listen to me sing another Billy Joel song.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood, hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies under the evergreens. But I know what I'm needing, and I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Out out of touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times and the Daily News comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or up on Riverside. I don't have any reasons, I've left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Suppose nothing happens to you. Suppose you live there your whole life and nothing happens, you never meet anybody, you never become anything, and finally you die one of those New York deaths that nobody notices for 2 weeks until the smell drifts into the whole room.
Taxi!
How about the top of the Empire State Building?
Oh, yes, that's perfect. It's the nearest thing to heaven we have in New York.
You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the fuck do you think you're talking?
It was so easy living day by day, out of touch with a rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. New York Times, the Daily News comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. I don't care if it's Chinatown or up on Riverside. I don't have any reasons, I've left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I said, New York City, state of.
I'm walking here! I'm walking here! Up yours, you horrible venture of Corky!
State of mind.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.